Hi everyone, I'm Mark, and I'm going to tell you about an amazing experience I had recently, a flight in a hot air balloon. A lot of people assume it was a present for my birthday, because I've been talking about wanting to do it for years, but it was actually to celebrate my graduation. My parents wanted to give me something truly memorable to mark the occasion. The only real downside to the whole adventure was the extremely early start. I'm definitely not a morning person and usually prefer doing things around midday. However, for ballooning, the air needs to be cool and stable, so we had to meet up at the launch site just before sunrise. I can tell you, it was absolutely freezing standing in that field waiting for the crew to get everything ready.
Watching the balloon inflate was fascinating, but I felt a bit nervous as we climbed into the wicker basket. I had expected the takeoff to be quite jerky or even a bit terrifying. Instead, as we finally left the ground, the motion was unbelievably smooth. It honestly didn't feel like we were moving upwards. It felt more like the earth was just slowly dropping away beneath us.
As we began soaring above the town, I kept my eyes peeled for familiar landmarks. I originally thought the wind would carry us right over the city's famous cathedral, which is right in the centre. However, the breeze shifted direction slightly, and I managed to catch an incredible aerial glimpse of a historic castle on the edge of town instead. It looked completely spectacular from that angle, almost like a toy model.
Leaving the town behind, the landscape began to change quite rapidly. I had been hoping to follow the winding path of the local river, as I thought the water reflections would be beautiful. But our flight path actually took us directly over a dense forest. Looking down at the tops of the trees from that height was incredible, like looking at a massive, textured green carpet.
I was also really hoping we might see some wildlife from our unique vantage point. While we were surprisingly short on birds up there, I think we were flying a bit too high for them. We were lucky enough to spot some animals on the ground. A sudden movement caught my eye in a clearing, and I realised it was a herd of deer running through the grass. It was a magical sight.
One thing that surprised me the most was the atmosphere inside the basket. You might expect it to be noisy, but it's actually totally silent up there. You can even hear dogs barking on the ground miles below. That intense peace is only interrupted when the pilot pulls the lever and a huge flame shoots up into the balloon to heat the air and keep us afloat. It's quite loud, and you can really feel the heat on top of your head when that happens.
Eventually, after about an hour, it was time to come back down. Because you can't steer a balloon like a car, you just have to look for a suitable spot. We ended up bumping down into a massive agricultural field. I was worried we might get in trouble with the police for landing on private property, but the guy who owned the land, a local farmer, drove over in his tractor and was incredibly friendly. He even helped us pack the enormous heavy balloon away.
It's customary in the ballooning world to celebrate a successful flight once you're back on solid ground. A lot of companies offer a traditional glass of champagne upon landing, but since it was still so early in the morning and quite chilly, our pilot treated us to a wonderful breakfast at a nearby cafe instead, which was exactly what I needed to warm up. Before we finally headed home, the pilot handed out souvenirs to the passengers. They offered a professional photograph of us in the basket, which was nice but a bit expensive, so I gave it a miss. However, I was absolutely delighted to receive a personalised certificate to prove I'd actually made the flight. It's definitely going on my bedroom wall.